Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om 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 Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
This is our permanent room, is it?
Yes.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I can see. Got all the pictures here. Nice. We know the headmaster, do we? Is it? Okay. Well, how many of you were there last night in the temple for the first night of counting? Okay. Good. We were over in Phoenix. Very nice over there. Anyway, we're going to carry on in the Kartik theme, the Damodar theme. We're going to read a verse from this whole episode, the whole pastime of Krishna as Damodar. Did Parthasarathy Maharaj read a verse last night?
He read from the Nectar of Devotion.
Oh, did he? Okay. We're going to read from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 9. Mother Yashoda binds Lord Krishna. And we're going to read verse 20. It's a very famous verse. Ne mam virincho na bhavo na shirap yanga samshaya prasadam labire gopi yatat prapa vimukti dat. Translation. Neither Lord Brahma, nor Lord Shiva, nor even the goddess of fortune, who is always the better half of the Supreme Lord, can obtain from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the deliverer from this material world, such mercy as received by Mother Yashoda. So no one can get mercy like Mother Yashoda. Even Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lakshmi, Devi, any of these big important persons. Let's read the purport by Srila Prabhupada. This is a comparative study between Mother Yashoda and other devotees of the Lord. As stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, chapter 5, verse 142, Ekale Ishvara Krishna Ara Sabha Britya, which means the only Supreme Master is Krishna and all others are his servants. Krishna has the transcendental quality of Britya Vashyata, becoming subordinate to his Britya, or servant. Now, although everyone is Britya, and although Krishna has the quality of becoming subordinate to his Britya, his servant, the position of Mother Yashoda is the greatest. Lord Brahma is Britya, a servant of Krishna. And he is Adi Kavi, the original creator of this universe. Tene Brahma Hridaya Adi Kavaye. That's from Srimad Bhagavatam 1.1.1. Nonetheless, even he could not obtain such mercy as Mother Yashoda. As for Lord Shiva, he is the topmost Vaishnav. Vaishnavanam yata shambhu. What to speak of Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, the goddess of fortune Lakshmi, is the Lord's constant companion and service, since she always associates with his body. But even she could not get such mercy. Therefore Maharaj Parikshit was surprised, thinking, what did Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj do in their previous lives by which they got such a great opportunity, the opportunity to be the affectionate father and mother of Krishna? In this verse, there are three negative pronouncements. Na, na, na. When anything is uttered three times, do it, do it, do it. One should understand that this is meant to indicate great stress on a fact. In this verse, we find na lebire, na lebire, na lebire, which means not obtained. Lebire means obtained, received. Not received, not received. Yet Mother Yashoda is in the supermost exalted position, and thus Krishna has become completely subordinate to her. The word vimuktidat is also significant. There are different types of liberation, such as Sayujya, Salokya, Sarupya, Sarshti, and Samipya. But vimukti means special mukti or special liberation. When, after liberation, one is situated on the platform of prema bhakti, one is said to have achieved vimukti, special liberation. Therefore, the word na is mentioned. That exalted platform of prema is described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as prema pumarto mahan. And Mother Yashoda naturally acts in such an exalted position in loving affairs. She is therefore a nitya siddha devotee, an expansion of Krishna's haladni potency, his potency to enjoy transcendental bliss through expansions her special devotees. Such devotees are not sadhana siddha. I hope it's not too complicated, the purport. But it's very important, very nice. Nemam virincho na bhavo, na bhavo, na shirap yanga samshaya, prasadam labire gopi, yattat prapa vimuktidat. Neither Lord Brahma, nor Lord Shiva, nor even the goddess of fortune, who is always the better half of the Supreme Lord. So neither of them can obtain from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the deliverer from this material world, such mercy as received by Mother Yashoda. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pastutya Dejatarne Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. So it's really nice being here with all you nice Chatsworth devotees. We like the Chatsworth devotees because we are from Chatsworth too. We're Unit 5, Namahata. So great. Thank you for coming out despite the unpleasant weather. Great. Oops, what happened? Yes, so this is very important verse because it's describing how fortunate Mother Yashoda was in this Damodar Leela, this whole pastime, which this month is named after and is dedicated to. You know, we must try to appreciate how important this pastime is, because a whole month is dedicated to celebrating it. The whole month. Whereas even Krishna Janmashtami and, you know, all the other festivals, really, most of them, it's just one day. Maybe a couple of days, isn't it? But this one, it's a whole month. The whole month named after this Damodar Leela. And we're celebrating, observing, offering lamps. Are we going to offer lamps?
Yes.
Oh, we are? Okay. Good. And we offer lamps every day. It's very significant. And it's very beautiful, actually, because it shows us just how wonderful devotional service is, and how wonderful Krishna is, and how wonderful it is to be a devotee, and how fortunate we are to be devotees. Because Mother Yashoda, I think you all know the story, basically. You know, if not, you've got the rest of the month to go into all the details. But basically, in regard to this verse, basically, Mother Yashoda wanted to discipline Krishna, correct Krishna, because Krishna was being naughty. Are you ever naughty, young man? Are you ever naughty? Or not now? No. You're good. How old are you now? Oh, you're beyond being naughty. You're a big boy. But Krishna was smaller than you, and Krishna was naughty sometimes. Phew. Yeah. So Krishna was naughty sometimes, and this particular day, Krishna was very naughty. You know, this pastime, the actual day that it occurred on, Krishna being tied by his mother, it was the Diwali day. Bear that in mind. Diwali is coming on what, the 22nd or 3rd or something?
3rd?
Okay, so, a number of things happen on that day, and this is one of them. Along with the killing of Narakasura by Lord Krishna, and some other things too. So this Damodar Leela actually happened on the Diwali day. And Krishna was naughty, and he smashed some pots, clay pots, which had different dairy products in them, like yogurt and butter and ghee and milk and so on. He smashed them, a number of them. And there was just a terrible mess. Oh, it was really just a real disaster in that room, the storeroom. And can you imagine, it must have been maybe a couple of, like 100 or more liters of different dairy products wasted just on the floor. Sure. So you can imagine Mother Yashoda was very upset. And there was Krishna. He had eaten as much butter as he could manage, which is quite a bit. And the monkeys came, and he was feeding the butter to the monkeys. Here, take some butter. Take some. Take some. Take some butter. But they had eaten so much, they were full. And they were refusing the butter. And Mother Yashoda came in and saw this terrible mess, amazing mess. And he's trying to feed the monkeys, and they're not accepting. And she came in, and Krishna saw her. Krishna turned and saw her. And Krishna, just to sort of get at his mother in a transcendental way, Krishna said, "Just see, your butter is so bad, even the monkeys won't eat it." So when Krishna did that, Mother Yashoda, she became angry, but not exactly just angry. Not just like upset and angry and disturbed. But she became very concerned about Krishna. That if I don't correct you, you've done such a big nonsense here. Wow. Like a super nonsense. If I do not correct you, then it may become a habit to do this sort of nonsense. So I have to correct you and discipline you and teach you a lesson so that next time you know, oh, I better not do that. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to be good. This is what she thought. So it was a mood of motherly concern to help her child, Krishna. And it was not just a matter of being angry and wanting to maybe shout and scream because of being angry, or even maybe hit Krishna because of being angry. You know, in material life, people do things like this, don't they? They get angry, they scream, sometimes they hit. And it's just, it's really not the right thing to do at all. So Mother Yashoda, she was definitely disturbed, upset. But she was thinking how to help this boy so he doesn't grow up to be, an adult nonsense. He might grow, now he's stealing butter. In the future, he may steal buffalo carts when he's an adult. Not hijack cars, because they didn't have cars, but ox carts. He might ambush people and steal their ox carts. So we don't want this. We've got to correct him. Otherwise, he may grow up bad and become some sort of delinquent, you know, social misfit. Like, I don't know if we still have in Chatsworth, in Unit 11, like, he might become a corner boy. Do you still have corner boys?
Yes.
You do?
We have sugar boys. Sugar boys.
All right. You might grow up to become a sugar boy. Corner boy. So I've got to help my son. So she wanted to tie him up. Not hit him. Tie him up. Restrict him for some time. So he could understand that this is not good. If I do things like this, I'm going to be restricted strongly for some time, and I won't be able to have any fun. So therefore, I should not do this or anything like this in the future. So she wanted to tie him up. You know the story. She got some rope. You know, maybe that much rope. A meter or two. Something like that. Couple of meters, put it around Krishna's waist, it was two fingers too short. So then she got some more rope, maybe 5 or 6 meters. It was two fingers too short. And you must know, as we told the devotees in Phoenix last night, if 5 or 6 meters of rope does not get around your tummy, you have been eating too much beans curry. Prasad. Maybe too much butter paneer. So, you know, 5 or 6 meters, it wasn't enough to get around the waist of a small boy. Not a big boy, a small boy. And then more rope and more rope and more rope until she really had a lot of rope, like hundreds of meters, but it was two fingers too short, magically. And then that mood of motherly concern, I have to help my child. I have to help him by disciplining him. That mood of loving care for Krishna, it just reached such a point, it overwhelmed Krishna. And Krishna just surrendered. Now you can tie me up. And then even if Mother Yashoda only had little bit of rope, it would have been enough. Well, first of all, she had to catch him. And then, you know, eventually, because of the power of her love, he became overpowered, then tying. So this is the special mercy, you see. Here we're reading about how Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lakshmi, none of them got mercy like Mother Yashoda. So what was the mercy she got? That she was able to tie up Krishna. Who else can tie up the Lord? You know, even Lakshmi generally cannot come any closer than his feet. Yeah. Lord Brahma, if Lord Brahma wants to see the Lord, he has to offer special prayers, the Purusha Sukta, and then the Lord may appear, maybe, and maybe not. So it's not so easy to see the Lord, or, you know, to control the Lord. Control the Lord. So, but Mother Yashoda, she controlled Krishna. He couldn't do anything because of the power of her love. He couldn't do anything. He was just sort of neutralized. And she tied him up. And that was it. And he couldn't get free. And later, you know what happened later? Well, he knocked down the 2 Arjuna trees. It's a bit of a long story. But right at the end, later, Krishna's still tied up. And he asked different devotees, Radha Girdhari Hari Prabhu, will you untie me? And he tried, couldn't untie. Oh yeah. Tulsi Priya, will you untie me? She tried and she couldn't untie him. Really? Pixie, come on, untie me. And Pixie really tried. She just couldn't do it. The knot was just too tight. But Mother Yashoda came back at the end. And she just like that, untied. So this is the special mercy that Mother Yashoda got. She was able to control Krishna and get Krishna to do what she wanted. And she was able to restrict Krishna. That's not easy to do. You know, people pray to God, give us this, give us that. But it's not so easy. It's not so easy. Krishna doesn't just give you anything, whatever you want. If he did, there'd be a lot more rich people in the world, wouldn't there? You know, if he would just do what people want, who would die? Because generally people, when as they're reaching that point in their lives, they start praying that they don't want to die. Yeah. But you see, the Lord does not do that for them. Or people get sick and they pray to God, please heal me, cure me. But, you know, if it was so easy, just, oh, please cure me. Whoop, there you go. Cured. There'd be a lot of very sort of healthy, fit people around. But there's not so many. But rather, there's a lot of sick people. So it's not so easy to get the Lord's mercy like that. That you can tell Krishna, Krishna, give me something. And Krishna goes, yes, bang. But this is what Mother Yashoda got. She got that mercy from Krishna. Therefore it said, na labi re, na labi re, na labi re. They didn't obtain such mercy. Therefore we glorify Mother Yashoda this month. And, you know, it said that that Krishna is so powerful. Krishna is so powerful. The planets are spinning under his power in a very, you know, like organized way. They're not spinning off in different directions. Like motor cars rolling down a hill with no drivers in them. They just go anywhere. Smash. So the planets are not just going flying off, crashing into each other. It's all very, you know, it's very controlled. Krishna's controlling. And everyone's under the control of time. Even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. Do you know? They're both going to die. Lord Shiva also is going to die. He's also under the control of time. And time, what does Krishna say in Bhagavad Gita? Kalo smi, lokakshaya krit. Kala means time. Asmi means I am. I am time. Lokakshaya krit pravritte, I think. Yes, I am time and I'm controlling all the worlds. So time is a manifestation of Krishna. It's one of his energies, Kala Shakti. And he even says that I am time. So it's identified with Krishna. Also, so, you know, Krishna in that way is controlling Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, the planets, everyone, all of us. Krishna is so powerful, but just see how powerful Mother Yashoda is. She's controlling Krishna. He's controlling Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. But Mother Yashoda is tying him up and he cannot escape. So how powerful is Mother Yashoda? Therefore, you know, the impersonalists, a lot of Hindu people are impersonal at least to some degree. They think that Krishna, Kali, Durga, Ganesh, and company, Murga, Madraveran, Santoshima, and company. That they're all one. You can worship this one or that one, it doesn't matter, as you like. They're impersonalists. So, the idea of the impersonalists is that we should become God. Or even, we are God, but we forgot. And we should just remember now. And then, okay, I'm God. Well, that's fine. But through Krishna consciousness, in this sense, you can become greater than God in this sense, like Mother Yashoda controlling Krishna. You may want to become one with God or something like that, the impersonal idea, or even actually become God. They have ideas like this. But Mother Yashoda is greater than God in the sense that when Mother Yashoda tells Krishna, Krishna, jump, Krishna jumps. And Krishna doesn't say, wait a minute, listen, I'm God, okay? Don't you tell me to jump. You jump. But no, Mother Yashoda tells Krishna, Krishna, bring the apples. And Krishna immediately brings the apples. Mother Yashoda says, Krishna, dance. And immediately Krishna's dancing. Yeah. She's controlling God. How powerful is Mother Yashoda? In the sense, it's of course in a special sense. The power of her love is controlling Krishna. So therefore she's really special, and therefore we, as aspiring devotees, we should follow in her footsteps. What does that mean? We should engage in service to Krishna. Really try to look after Krishna, help Krishna, serve Krishna, please Krishna. Not worry too much about ourselves. Just have that faith. Krishna will look after me if I look after him, if I serve him. Yeah. And then we'll see, we'll get more and more mercy. More and more mercy. And in the end, you'll meet Krishna face to face. Krishna will walk up to you and say, Pixie, congratulations. You've perfected your life. Yeah, it's true. It's very true. But we have to practice. You know, we're not so sort of... We've been out of practice for a long time, put it that way. We've been doing our own thing in the material world. How to make the most of Unit 11. Where can we find great pleasure in Unit 11? Is it at the KFC? Oh, let's find some pleasure. So we're out of practice in terms of rendering service to the Lord and pleasing Him. So now we have to re-practice, get back into the practice. And if we do that, then in a little while we'll find, Krishna will do whatever we want. Just like with Mother Yashoda. Yes. So this is Krishna consciousness. It's really wonderful. And this is what this month is all about. Celebrating this point. Such an important point. Of how Mother Yashoda got so much mercy that she could control Krishna. And we focus on it for a whole month so we really learn the lesson. to try and follow in her footsteps and try and serve Krishna, please Krishna, like she did. So we got the whole month. Let's meditate on it. And you know what's a good thing? Last little point I'll mention. Good thing to do, if you can, is take some special, like a special type of vow for this month of Kartik. Because in this month, all your Krishna conscious activities are multiplied by 1,000 times. So if you chant just one round, it's equal to 1,000 rounds. It doesn't mean that you don't need to chant your 16 rounds. But it just means you'll get 1,000 times the benefit. Right. And it doesn't also mean that you can eat just 1,000th the amount of prasad that you normally eat, but you'll still get all the benefit. No. You just carry on. But try to make some special effort. Try to extend yourself at least a little to please the Lord and maximize the benefit. Maybe chant one extra round. Maybe try to distribute one book every day or something, something. But just, we should try to extend ourselves a little bit during this month and really get the benefit. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Shri Shri Radha Damada Ki. Shri Shri Yashoda Damada Ki. Damada Vrata Ki. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Okay. Okay. So now we offer the lamps.
Mm-hmm.